Welcome to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift, a weekly program offering sound counsel for those contemplating or facing a divorce. Divorce Counsel is sponsored by the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates. Pamela is a certified family law specialist through the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. Edwards Swift & Associates is Inland Empire based and practices family law exclusively. Now, here's this week's program.
Today, the family faces greater stress than perhaps at any time since the Great Depression. One of the consequences of our present economy is an increase in family strife and divorce. Well, if you or someone you know is contemplating or is facing a divorce, you want to stay tuned as Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift offers insight and answers. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift. I am your co-host, Brian Horning, and with me as always in studio is my good friend, the president of the Law Offices of Edwards Swift & Associates, Pamela Swift. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Brian.
Pam, you know, I don't know if our listening audience has an understanding of what a law office is like. What's it staffed with? Who are the people? Tell us a little bit about your organization.
And that's a really good question. Well, in my office, the first contact that they're going to have when they call in is they'll talk to Janet.
I like talking to Janet.
Everyone likes talking to Janet. She's wonderful at what she does, and she's very compassionate. Janet's background, kind of interesting, when she was younger, she's still young in my opinion, but she was a court reporter. And so she was in court. She heard everything that goes on in a courtroom, and she was taking depositions, so which is taking testimony outside the courtroom. She would listen to those depositions, and she would hear the attorneys going after each other, and so she's very familiar with the court process and what people could potentially be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
She has a way of making people feel very comfortable.
Mm, yes.
And so when people come in to my office again. And when they call, and their first person they see at the front desk is going to be Janet, and she's just absolutely wonderful,
mm-hmm.
very compassionate.
Yep.
And that's what I try to emulate with my office and my staff, is that we are compassionate. We know this is a really tough time in someone's life, and we want to make the process go as smoothly as it can, and in a manner that is comfortable as it can be.
And you've walked in their shoes. I've been there.
I've been there, done that. So mm-hmm. So I know how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
But then after they see Janet and fill out the paperwork, then they're generally going to see me. They may see Stephanie Richer. If they ask specifically to see me, definitely I will mm-hmm. be the one seeing them. If they don't have a preference, they might see Stephanie. It just depends on our two schedules. Stephanie's been with me, probably about 5 years. Years now, mm-hmm. and she's an excellent, excellent attorney. Stephanie, my mind started wandering a little bit about Stephanie, because I'm real excited. She's going to take a class with me. I'm taking an additional mediation training class. It's going to be a 40-hour block window. We're going to go Tuesday through Saturday for 40 hours, strictly mediation, and Stephanie's going to come with me.
And
so,
for those of you listening who don't know what we're talking about when we're talking about mediation, it's a different way of dealing with a divorce situation, as opposed to litigation, which is what most people think of. It's less expensive. We're going to talk a little bit more about mediation in this program, but
we'll talk
just
about
wanted
that.
To define it a little bit.
But just so people know, when they mm-hmm. come in, they can see Stephanie. If I'm not available, they can see Stephanie. Sometimes they prefer a man.
Mm-hmm.
They only want to see a man. And I do have Farhad Azimi in my office, an excellent attorney as well, one of my associates. And if they prefer seeing a man, they can see Farhad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have in my office Sherry Davidson, and Sherry can see clients as well. She's one of the associates in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Then beyond the attorneys, then we have the paralegals, and the paralegals are there to do the background paperwork. If anyone has tried to do a divorce on their own and has seen the paperwork that has to be filled out, it can be overwhelming. It's kind of like doing your own taxes.
Mm.
It's very overwhelming. So the paralegals are there to help with that paperwork that we have to put through the court system.
Right.
And of course, then I've got a couple of administrative staff. I've got people that it's interesting though, even my what would be called a file clerk, even my file clerk is an experienced paralegal. She was a paralegal that actually had suffered an injury, unrelated to the paralegal work, but she'd suffered an injury and isn't able to sit at a desk 40 hours a week. So she works part time for me, and she does my filing. But even Debbie has that experience, and, and she can review our paperwork and see things, you know. Hey, wait a minute, this should have been done instead. So she's another eye.
See, that's an important factor here. The one of the reasons why I've suggested you do this program is because we want to make sure that the listeners understand that all family law attorneys are not created equal. There are people who practice law who dabble in family law, and then there are companies like yours, which specialize in nothing but family law. And having that specialization means that in a lot of cases, you're going to be able to find shortcuts, or let's put it this way, you're not going to take the wrong road.
Well, we would hope not.
Yeah.
And we work very hard not to do that, you know, not to go down the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
We work very hard. One thing that I just love about my office is the four of us can sit and talk about a case, and it's you just have four people to really massage the case and think about, should we go this way? Should we go that way?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might think of, you know, we'll try and think out of the box, and somebody might think of something that they normally wouldn't, we wouldn't, you know, one person won't think of, but the second or third person will.
You're listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. The phone number to reach Pam is 909-606-0101. Again, that's 909-606-0101. We're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we're going to continue on giving you some information about the firm, how it's made up, and then take a little bit of a break from there and talk about some of the different ways that family law is being practiced with regard to other than litigation, mediation, collaboration. You stay tuned. One of the most devastating events in life is being served with court papers on family issues. You're like a deer in headlights, mentally devastated, have a wide variety of questions, and feel all alone. If you or someone you know has been served with divorce papers, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are available with help and with answers. Here's attorney Pam Swift.
Being served with court papers can be devastating, very frightening, and extremely complicated. You'll find that when you call my office that we are very caring, compassionate, and we will do our best to answer all of your questions. We practice family law in the Inland Empire and are very familiar with the family court system. I'm a certified family law specialist, certified by the State Bar of California, Board of Legal Specialization. My office will be your advocate. We will make certain that we protect your rights and those of your children. You do not have to face the court situation on your own.
Call the law office of Edward Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to listen to Divorce Counsel every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 590 KTIE. Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Attorney Pam, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. Pam, we started talking about your staff from the first phone call coming in and talking with Janet to having the initial meeting probably with you. Take us through what happens next. A person comes in, and what happens in that first meeting? How do you determine where we're going from there?
Well, one of the things when I'm talking to a client that I try to determine is, would this be a good case for mediation? Would this be a good case for collaboration?
Okay.
And I explain that process to them. So
I want to explain it to our audience, too, because
sure,
you're talking words that many of them don't understand.
Absolutely. Do you remember the movie with George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones? I think it was called, I want to say, Reconcilable Differences. That's not the name of it, but it was a divorce. It was a movie about a divorce attorney, and they had, of course, it was a comedy, but they had these courtroom situations, and where they're, you know, trying to get the dirt on the other person.
Right.
Okay. The one thing about California is that we are a no-fault state. So there is no having to prove that someone's having an affair. You don't have to do that. You don't have to prove mental cruelty. It's irreconcilable differences, which for good or bad, and in my opinion, it's not good because it increases the divorces in, mm-hmm. in our state. But it takes two people to get into a marriage. It only takes one person to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is say irreconcilable differences. And it doesn't matter how someone may want to stay in the marriage, the
right.
party that's being served. It hurts. You don't want to be going through that process for your own sake, for the children's sake, you know, whatever your reasoning, you don't want that divorce. But if someone's made up their mind, there's yep. really nothing we can do about it.
Right.
So they come in and I might explain to them a little bit about the litigation process. But if they have a situation that can be mediated to, number one, save them lots of money,
mm-hmm.
Then we'll talk about mediation, and we'll also talk about collaboration. If there's children involved, I like to steer them more toward collaboration,
mm-hmm.
which is more of for lack of a better term, it's a glorified mediation. It's getting the parties together to determine what's going to be in the best interest of the family as a whole,
mm-hmm.
in ending this marriage. And when you bring it into the collaboration arena, you're bringing in more people than just attorneys. You're bringing in mental health specialists. You might be bringing in a CPA. You might bring in someone that's going to be there for the children, which we call a child specialist. So it takes a different approach. But which way we're going to go for that person that's coming into my office, it depends on a number of factors.
Right.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
And that's what I like about my firm is we do offer all of the other avenues. It's not just, okay, you're going to file for divorce, and now we're going to go to court, and this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
There are other avenues that we can go down, and I really like to see people go down those other avenues.
It's the parallel I can draw is in my business, when I first met with you, we spent at least an hour and a half just talking about your business and what it is that you wanted to try to achieve, so that I could then come back to you with a customized plan on how to do that. And no two plans that I put together are the same. It all depends on the client. And that's exactly what happens in your firm.
Absolutely. And if they're coming in and they've already been served with paperwork,
mm-hmm.
We may have no choice but to, you know, go through the court process. But one of the things I look at, if they've been served with paperwork already, is who's the attorney on the other side.
Mm.
Because if it's an attorney that I know has been trained in mediation or collaboration,
right.
you better bet that my first phone call to that attorney is going to be, hey, is there any reason why we can't go this direction?
Right. This is an important factor. You know, we're talking to an audience that is in the Inland Empire. How important is it for you to have a working knowledge of the court system in the Inland Empire when you're selecting an attorney?
Oh, you have to. An example, this week we had someone that came in for a consultation, wanted to hire our firm, but their case is out of Van Nuys.
Ah.
I don't know the judges in Van Nuys. The judges don't know me.
Right.
I do take pride in the fact that when I talk to an attorney in the Inland Empire, they know me.
Mm-hmm.
We, as family law attorneys that exclusively practice family law, those of us that are primarily practicing family law, we know each other. And we know the attorneys we can trust and the ones we can't trust. And I believe I have a reputation. I know I have the reputation that I'm going to be good for my word, and they know that I am not going to be playing these underhand
mm-hmm.
Games that some attorneys practice, unfortunately. You know, in any, you know, you hear all the jokes about lawyers. But it's true with any profession. There's good cops, there's bad cops. There's good attorneys, there's bad attorneys. There's good salesmen, there's bad salesmen. I'd like to say I'm one of the good guys.
Yeah, well, you've been practicing family law, your own firm, for how many years?
It's been, we're 12, almost 13 years now that I've had my own practice going.
Right, right.
And that I've limited to family law. I've been, one thing we haven't discussed is that I've been practicing now for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing civil litigation before I did family law, and then I did take a break.
Right.
We've talked about that in the past, that I took a break because of a sick child, and then really decided to go after my passion, which was family law, and I haven't been sorry.
Right. And this is not only a passion, it's also something where you have expertise and certification from the state as a specialist.
I am a certified family law specialist.
Mm-hmm.
People can go to calbar.org, which is the website for the California State Bar, and you'll see where they ask about any attorney, and you put in the name, or they'll have a place for the specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see the different designations for specialists, and family law is one of them.
Well, we're going to take another break here, and when we come back, I want to try to dig into a little bit more about what mediation and collaboration are, and give folks an understanding that there are options beyond having a hostile environment in front of a judge. You are listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift, and we'll be right back. You've tried. You really have. You've done everything you can to work it out, but nothing's worked, and you're left with one conclusion. Divorce is your only answer. If you or someone you know are filing for divorce, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are available with help and with options. Here's Attorney Pam Swift.
Family law today is different from what it has been in the past. Divorce options today include litigation, mediation, and collaboration. If divorce seems inevitable for you and your family, please turn to my office. We practice family law exclusively. I am a certified family law specialist certified by the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. My office will be your advocates and see that the rights of you and your children are protected.
Call the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to listen to Divorce Counsel every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 590 KTIE. Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edwards, Swift & Associates. And I want to make sure that I do mention the fact that you are a family law specialist. That's what your firm is about. And that's what you do. You're the best at it, but that's what you do, and that's it.
That's what we do.
Okay.
What we do.
So, folks, if you've been served or if you're in a situation where you've tried everything and divorce is the only option you see left, Pam and her firm are a great place for you to go. I neglected to give out the phone number in the last session, so let me make sure I do that now. It's 909-606-0101. Again, that's 909-606-0101. All right, we have talked about quite a few different things in this particular program. We've touched on mediation, but I don't know if our listeners really have an understanding of what mediation is. And again, this is something that, if it's possible, this is the direction you kind of like to steer people, or collaboration.
Exactly, and there's several reasons for it. One, I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of it. And secondly, especially in today's economy, it's just so much less expensive.
Way cheaper than going to court.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if someone comes in and they express an interest in mediation, what happens is I act as the mediator in that situation. And what they need to know when they come into my office is if I'm going to truly be a neutral arbitrator or mediator, not arbitrator, that was the wrong term, but mediator. If I'm going to be a neutral party here, I have to, when I meet with the other side, the husband or the wife, I have to tell them everything that I discussed with the first spouse that walked in my office. So, for example, husband comes into my office. We talk about the different ways of going through the divorce process. No one's filed yet. And I talk about mediation. If they're interested in me acting as a mediator, then I tell them, when your wife comes in, I have to tell her everything we talked about, because I can't be taking one side over another. So the parties come in with that understanding that I'm not representing the husband, I'm not representing the wife. I'm just there to help the two of them reach an agreement.
Okay.
And I don't have a personal interest in either one of them in terms of what's going to happen.
Now, is a mediation hand, I mean, is it done in your office? Where is it done?
I do it in my office.
Okay.
And what I'll do, I generally meet with them. Sometimes my office is large enough, we can meet. I've got a couch and chairs that we can just kind of put our feet up and sit and talk and see what we can do to work things out. Or if there's a lot of paperwork to go over, we might go to my conference room and just kind of sit out together and start talking about things. What I do when I mediate is I meet with people for a two-hour segment of time, no more than 2 hours, because it can be very emotionally draining.
Yeah, mind-boggling.
It is. And even for me, sure. It's very emotional. So I will meet with them for no more than 2 hours, and we'll get through as many issues as we possibly can. On several occasions, I've gotten through everything in that two-hour meeting. Usually it takes at least two meetings, but I have been known to get through everything in one meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they're doing is they're just paying for that block of time.
Mm.
And then I'll charge a separate fee for preparing the paperwork.
Okay.
So they pay for my block of time to settle the case, and then they pay for my office to prepare the paperwork. It's easier then for me to tell how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a good sense of how much it's going to cost. And they pay as you go, as opposed to a traditional litigated case. So we're going to get a retainer up front. They're going to get a bill. Then when the retainer, you know, drops, then they have to replenish the retainer.
Right.
That type of thing goes on. But in mediation, I allow the parties to pay as you go.
Mm.
So they'll come in, pay for the 2 hours. Then if we have to meet again, they'll pay for another 2 hours or, you know, whatever we're doing. And then they pay for the preparation of the paperwork.
Mm.
And again, pay as you go, as opposed to having to come up with one big chunk.
And mediation is not something that's going to work effectively if we're talking about a couple of people that are really hostile towards each other.
Hostile, domestic violence.
Yeah.
If there's a domestic violence situation, unfortunately, we can't go that route. And that's just because of the dynamics of the relationship. If you have one that is overpowering the other, it's just not going to work, because that person's going to agree to just about anything, and that person needs protection.
Now, with mediation, are you usually talking about children or not?
You can have children.
So it can be.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. There can be children, no children. No, it works out even with children.
Our time goes by real quick, so I want to touch on collaboration just briefly. How is that different from mediation? It sounds similar.
Collaboration takes it a step further, and it especially is helpful when you have children,
mm-hmm.
because it focuses on the children. That's what the collaborative process does, is it focuses on the children and reorganizing that family. So mom's still mom. When you're getting a divorce and you have children, for the children, mom's still mom, dad's still dad. They're just not going to be in the same household. And how are we going to readjust the family?
Mm.
And collaboration is just wonderful for that, in terms of keeping the focus on the children,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to each other. The coaches help the parties get through the normal mourning, is really what happens.
Yeah,
you go through mourning.
Sure.
They go through the grieving process. The coaches really help the people get through that process. And then we have the child specialist that's there for an ear for the children.
Mm.
It's really a wonderful way. We've talked about briefly, and I'm just going to quickly mention CDPI. That's my collaborative group. I say my, it's not mine, but a group that I'm involved
right.
with. The Collaborative Divorce Professionals of the Inland Empire. We're trying to get the word out there to the judges, to attorneys, to the parties. There's a better way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the collaborative way is just a great avenue, great tool.
Thanks, Pam. You know, folks, I'm sorry, but that's going to wrap up the show for this week. Remember, if you or someone you know is contemplating or facing a divorce and need help, call Pam and her team at the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. And let me give that number again. It's area code 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. Well, folks, this is Brian Horning thanking you for giving us time from your busy day. Hope the program's been a help, and be sure to tune in next week to another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. Pam, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift. For more information about today's program or other questions, please call Pam at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift here on 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire.